This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Drive-in concerts are arriving in Philadelphia to fill the gaping hole where live events used to be before the COVID-19 pandemic shut down pretty much everything. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on how live music works from your car.
You can hear music at home on the radio, and you can see musicians at home on the internet. So I go out.
I think another reason why people like to see things live is because you feel it as well as hear it. When you're watching something, even, you know, if you got a great stereo and big TV, you're still not really feeling it the way you feel a live performance, I don't think.
That is concert promoter Richard Carden. His company, Point Entertainment, partnered with People's Light and Theater to present live music on a stage built in its parking lot in Malvern. The second of six summer concerts is this weekend with musician Jeffrey Gaines. The concerts at People's Light are relatively small, about 60 cars. Other drive-in music venues are much larger. In August, Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia will be able to host about 800 cars with a concert series it's doing with Live Nation. These shows are in-person performances, but still a facsimile of the live music experience. The larger concerts transmit music through your car stereo, so it's like listening to the radio. Carden says artists at his previous shows had a hard time getting over the fact that everyone is separated in their cars.
It didn't seem like you got that immediate feedback from the audience, right? But as the show went on, they became louder and louder. And what's great at the end, when they want an encore, everybody starts beeping their horns.
Carden says as soon as tickets go up, the concerts sell out almost immediately. Audiences are hungry for live music any way they can get it. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.